This is a New Testament Bible commentary with your host, Gary Eugene Howell. Here we dive into a greater understanding of God's Word.
Commentary on Matthew chapter 2. We're going to talk about the Magi following a star. Were the three wise men fools by making King Herod aware of Jesus? King Herod's jealousy and rage, and how Satan tries to thwart God's plans, and Mary and Joseph flee to Egypt. Before listening to this Bible commentary, if you've never read Matthew chapter 2 before, I encourage you to do so, and then come back and listen to this commentary. Verses 1 through 12 and 16 through 18. I find the story of the Magi from the east following a star until it stood over the place where Jesus had been born to be fascinating. Were they the only ones who could see this star? One would think that such a sight would bring out all of Jerusalem if everyone was able to see a traveling star. They would be coming out of their homes saying, "Hey, look at that! Look up in the sky!" And the fact that the star stood over the place where Jesus was causes me to suspect that this star was something far greater than a distant twinkling object in outer space. I suspect that this star was actually an angel, and the Magi were looking up into the sky and seeing this bright thing and describing it as a star in the night sky. But I don't think it was a distant object high up in the sky. I think it was an angel leading them and finally standing over the location where Jesus was. The King James, the ESV, and the NLT versions of the Bible describe these as wise men. However, it seems, at least from our position of hindsight, they might have been displaying a bit of naivety in the fact that the first person they go to see upon arriving in Jerusalem in order to inquire about the new king is the current king. Did they not consider that he might be unwilling to give up his power and might be inclined to do harm to a political rival? The wise men came to King Herod wrongly assuming that he would be as equally excited as they about finding a new king. On the other hand, we know from history that King Herod was about 73 years old when Jesus was born. Herod is obviously approaching the end of his life, and Jesus is just beginning his life. It should have been obvious to King Herod that there probably wasn't going to be any overlap between their two kingships. And maybe that's what the Magi were thinking when they sought out King Herod for advice. But as it turns out, King Herod was so fearful of losing his power that he was willing to send orders to have every boy under the age of 2 in Bethlehem killed. What also perplexes me about this story is that the soldiers under King Herod's command were willing to obey the king's orders and go and kill every boy under the age of 2 in Bethlehem. What sort of cowardice, barbaric heathen would obey such an order? Yet they did. But this is a familiar story. Remember what happened in Exodus chapter 1? Then Pharaoh commanded his people, "Every son born to the Hebrews you must throw into the Nile." Exodus 1:22a. Pharaoh ordered that all baby boys be thrown into the Nile River, where they were presumably eaten by crocodiles. Remember, Moses was the one who, through God's intervention, led the Israelites out of the bondage of slavery. Moses represents Jesus bringing us out of the bondage of sin. So when Moses was born, Satan persuaded the government, meaning Pharaoh, to kill babies. This was Satan trying in vain to thwart God's plans. Then, when the Messiah was coming into the world, Satan again persuaded the government, this time King Herod, to kill the babies in Bethlehem. Where do we see today a government passing laws to kill babies? Why is this happening? Satan is trying still to this day to thwart God's plans. In the United States of America today, 1 million babies a year die in abortion. Why? What's going on? Well, Acts 2:17 says, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams." Did you see that? Sons and daughters will prophesy and young men will see visions when God pours out his spirit in the last days. These are the last days. And so we see Satan doing the same thing again. When God wants to do a work through someone who was prophesied about in Scripture, Satan comes along and tries to kill them when they're a baby. Verses 13 through 15 and 19 through 23. Joseph was warned in a dream to flee. Get out of here. And Joseph got up in the middle of the night, gathered Mary and Jesus, and left Bethlehem, traveling all the way to Egypt in order to hide from King Herod. Sometime later, after Herod dies, they returned to Israel. But again, being warned in a dream, Jesus' parents settled in Nazareth, which fulfilled the prophecy that said, "He will be called a Nazarene." And later, when Jesus is grown and begins his ministry, Nathanael, one of the 12 disciples, is going to ask, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Which further reveals to us Jesus' humble beginnings.
This podcast, a New Testament Bible commentary by Gary Eugene Howell, is hosted by Gary Eugene Howell. A text version of this content is available on his website, GaryEugeneHowell.com. The video version of this content is available on YouTube via his channel titled Gary Eugene Howell. If you have questions about this commentary or questions about the Bible, Christianity in general, you can send your inquiry to Gary by using the contact form on his website. If you would like to have Gary on your podcast or to speak at your church or event, please contact him via the contact form on his website.